This week's Parsha is Parsha's Bo. It's a Parsha filled with a tremendous amount of very important ideas for the eternity of the Jewish people. Here we are, we leave the land of Egypt. In this Parsha, we're given the first commandments as a nation. One of those, the first actual commandment that we're given is that of Rosh Chodesh. That the idea that Nisan would be our beginning of our year. And so that when we talk about the order of months, Nisan is the first month. Before they were given names, they were actually referred to as first month, second month, third month. The first month being that of Nisan. And the reason being is that because this becomes for us as a nation, as we leave the land of Egypt and we become a nation, so it's for us to always look at the calendar as this is the first month, this is our second month, and our third month, etc. So even though we have a Rosh Hashanah, beginning of a year, where we commemorate the creation of man and the creation of the world, etc., here we have this idea of keeping time focused on our becoming. And what's interesting, as an aside, is that the commandment is given to Moshe and Aaron. The Jewish people are not commanded this. It's actually given specifically to Moshe and Aaron. And it's from here we derive the idea of the process of sanctification of the new moon, that idea of coming to a bet, into a court, and testifying that there is a sighting of the new month, of the new moon, that it has to be done there in the process of a court as opposed to any other way. And so here, the fact that it's given just to Moshe and Aaron, they represent the court system, the leadership. That leadership is involved in this process. Okay, so when we look, the next commandment that's given is the commandment of the Karban Pesach. And the Karban Pesach, it is vital. In many ways, it defines who we are as a people. And what's amazing about the carbon is that this is a carbon, first of all, that's eaten. It's not that it's fully, sacrificed to God. So it's a carbon shlamim. But if you look closely here, we're given a very short time, a small window to eat it. And what it basically is saying is that you need to eat it with other people. And so as we are going through this process of leaving the land of Egypt, we're given this first mitzvah of Rosh Chodesh, and then we're given this commandment, and the context or the whole process is a process of us becoming a group of people that are connected. We need to be together. It's not like we're, each person for themselves, but rather we're looked at as a family. And I think this is an important idea, and the idea of what it means to marry within the fold of the Jewish people, which, today is a horror show in terms of the intermarriage rates. And I think that here we see that when it comes to what it means to be Jewish, it means to be part of a family. And so here we see within the Karban Pesach is that you have to eat it with a chabura. You have to eat it together with a group. There's this idea, l'mishpachoseichem, when you take it as a family, like a family unit. So we have this great big family, and so if we want to stay in the family, here is where it starts. The beginning of us being defined as a larger family is here by the Karban Pesach. The Rambam says that perhaps when a person converts to Judaism, one of the things that they have to do in the process, perhaps, again, this is an idea of what should be perhaps done, a suggestion, is bring a Karban Pesach, not even around Pesach time. But the idea of the Karban Pesach is I want to take on the mitzvot, but I also want to be part of the Jewish people. And so therefore, Karban Pesach is a defining moment in that process, is that as we celebrate our becoming a people, we take this process of Karban Pesach and we come together. And by definition, it has to be in a very short period of time. And the only way that can be done is with a group of people. And that's where we can't break bones, things of that nature, all connected to this idea of having to do it together as a group. And so this is, if you think about the first mitzvah of Rosh Chodesh, the idea of beginnings, of the idea of starting fresh, of the idea of renewal, that it all really goes back to, and they see this theme running straight through, and that is that from the beginning of time, it says Bereshit, in the beginning, or for the beginning, or for things that are beginnings, or that are the beginnings that are like the starting point, or the things that are the point of creation, and that is the Jewish people. And so here, Bereshis, for the Jewish people. So going back from the beginning of creation was this moment. And then we call this night of going out of Egypt is Leil Shimurim. It's a time that was already from the beginning of the process of creation, waiting for this moment in time. And in that, we then now understand the idea of the importance of things being first, the idea of B'nei B'chor Yisrael, we are the first of Hashem's children. And then from there, as this unit of going and doing a Karban Pesach as a group, as a family unit, as a thing that has to be a bigger, but a very much connected unit, the idea of Arvus, the idea that we're responsible for each other, that we can actually do mitzvahs one for the other. So it's all this idea of the connectivity of the Jewish people. And then as we do this, and if we are connected as a unit, we become this entity that can then go out and be the messengers of Hashem, to be able to bring the ideas of freedom, the idea of what it means to be free, to be able to go outside of one's self and to be able to expand and become great and achieve greatness. And so all this begins with our humble beginnings of the first mitzvah of Rosh Chodesh and then of Karban Pesach, the idea of sanctification of time, of firsts, and also the idea of becoming a nation, of doing a process of a Karban that is dictated by being connected. Wishing everybody a wonderful Shabbos.